Very natural, a national pastime to have a lot of food and a lot of feasting and a lot of drinking this season, especially tomorrow, Thanksgiving. So I'm thinking of what to maybe talk about in that vein. We have a pasuk in Parshas Toldos where Yitzchak and Abimelech part ways. Not the first time, but the second time. Originally, Yitzchak was chased away by Abimelech, and he got assurances from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things will be okay. And at the end, he was Matzliach, and then Abimelech comes back to Yitzchak, was afraid of retribution. The Ramban tries to explain what he's afraid of exactly, but he recognized that he abrogated the bris that was originally set up with the father of Avraham and Abimelech. And meanwhile, it says, as part of the reconciliation, he comes, he's apologetic on some level, and he says, let's make a bris. So the pasuk states, right, by Chamishi, the next pasuk, Vayas lahem mishta. Vayas lahem mishta vayochu vayishtu. Five words. So Yitzchak made a party. He made a feast for Avimelech and Fichol and Achuzas Mere'eyu, it says. He brought friends, and they had a party. They ate and they drank. Why did they make a party? Why did Yitzchak make a party? So the Radak explains, Kipshuto, L'kayim ha'ava asa lehem mishta. L'kayim ha'ava v'ochlu b'yachad v'shasu. Yitzchak wanted to show that everything is okay, bygones be bygones, we're good. You see, the next pasuk says, V'yishkimu v'boker, v'yishavu ish l'achi, v'yishalchem Yitzchak. He escorted them, v'yichu me'itu b'shalom. I saw the Alshich points out a short comment. Yitzchak is showing them ki rav chazdo mehem. He has more sensitivity than they had. Ki heim b'sholchem oso me'itam. When they sent Yitzchak away, so they sent him away without a party and without an escort. It says earlier in the pasuk that when they chased him away, they said leich me'imanu ki atzamta mimenu ma'od. Vayech misham Yitzchak, no escort. Vayech misham Yitzchak. He said, it's time for you to leave. And Yitzchak left. No party, no escort. Says the Alshich, but Yitzchak was one better than that. Not that he told them, I'm better than you. That's in Tira. Okay, he didn't spell it out. But he through his actions, he was showing them he was on another level. And therefore, he had a party and he escorted them. They didn't even get it themselves when they were trying to beg him for forgiveness. They say, we were good to you. Suddenly, revisionist history, they assume that they gave him an escort. Apparently, they didn't. This is one of the parties that we find in Sefer Bereishis. We have a couple of others as well. The first time you have a mishta mentioned is with Lot. When the malachim come to Lot after being by Avram, two of the malachim came to Lot. He was mekabel panim. And he asked, and he, originally they didn't want to come, and then they came. Vayas lahem mishta umatzos afa vayochelu. He made a party. There's a comment of the Sparnu there. So why did he make a party? So the Radak there also says, yeah, he was being nice. He was machnas orech. He also learned a little bit from Avraham Avinu, so that he did what he could do. He couldn't make a big meal, but he gave them something. But the Sparnu says something very fascinating. Mishta kviyas suda alayayin. He gave them wine, biyos hayayin ohuv etzlo, because Lot was an alcoholic. He liked wine. Kemo shochiach sofo tchilaso, like we see happen later on, that tashkenas habin yayin, you see what happened with the daughters. Aval Avram, and here we get to another mishta, Parshas Vayera. We have Lot, and we have later in Parshas Vayera, when Yitzchak was born, then it says when he was weaned, Pasuk says, Vayas Avram, Mishte Gadol b'yom higamel es Yitzchak. B'yom higamel es Yitzchak. So it's for no comments here. With Lot, it was a mishte alayayin because he liked wine. So it was a way to just have wine. Okay, he had a pretext of achnasas orchim that was sort of like the cover. But really, it was a chance for him to get expression, to give expression to his own inclinations and his, you might say, addictions perhaps. Avram had a great simcha to celebrate, and he had a mishta gadol. So we have here three mishtos, each with a different agenda. And there's two more mishtos in Sefer Bereishis. I think one is in Vayetze, that's with Lavan, when he with Leah, when he was tricking Yaakov, he made a mishta, so it was a bit of a mishta nesuin. And there's one more, anyone know? The last one is Paro's birthday. I think those are the five in Sefer Bereishis. I was trying to figure out all of them. I think those are the five. But you see that there's a mishta and there's a mishta. There's a mishta, which is Sudas Mitzvah. You have to know the difference. From Yeske Yavchen, you have to know when there's a L'shem Matzas Mitzvah, when there's a mishta for a real mitzvah, Sudas Mitzvah. When there's an inyan that you can make into a Sudas Mitzvah, Chanukah, it's brought down. Chanukah is coming around in a few weeks. So what is Chanukah? It has a din of Sudas Mitzvah. The Rishon discuss exactly what it becomes if you have Shivas V'Sishbachos. And you have Sudas HaVishus. No one should get confused in terms of it. And no one should use what looks like a mishta in one way and use it for something else. Everyone should use opportunities in the way that it should be appropriate. And family is nice to be with. Sudas Mireyus is nice. Even over here, there was a get-together for Yitzchak and Avimelech. I wouldn't call it a Sudas Mitzvah, but I wouldn't call it that gold either. Gold was Achnas Zorach, but with an agenda, according to Sparno. It was a way of showing that everyone was okay and no hard feelings, and maybe sometimes that's necessary when sometimes things are a little bit rough around the edges with family, and it's important sometimes to have a chance to show that we're good together, and there's something, a value of that. Not that we should be going our separate ways, chas v'shalom, like in Yitzchak's case, but just the idea itself of having a mishnah getting together. Everyone should have the perspective of Ben Torah, and everything that we do should be guided by that type of perspective. Shabbos, everybody, and Mr. Shem, continue on Sunday.